In 1955, the New York Times called Richard Adler and Jerry Ross Broadway's hottest young composers. They wrote the music and lyrics for The Pajama Game and quickly followed that with Damn Yankees. Both shows were directed by George Abbott. But everything changed for Adler when his songwriting partner Jerry Ross died in 1955 at the age of 29. Adler writes about his early success and his life after Ross and Broadway in his new memoir, You Gotta Have Heart. The title comes from a song Adler and Ross wrote for Damn Yankees. They also wrote such popular songs as Hey There, Hernando's Hideaway, and Steam Heat.
Yeah! I got steam heat, I got steam heat, I got steam heat, but I need your love to keep away the cold, I got.
Back in the days that you wrote Pajama Game and Damn Yankees, 54, 55, was everything offered to Rodgers and Hammerstein first?
Everything was offered to everybody first before us. We were totally unknown, inexperienced, and when we were handed the Pajama Game by George Abbott, which was called 7½ Cents, the book, and we read the book, I really liked the book very much, and we got a break on that.
When you wrote a song for The Pajama Game, who would you have to play the song for before it got okayed?
George Abbott. Period.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
And what kind of critiques would he give you?
Critiques? None. He would say yes or no. For the dictaphone song, he wanted a song in a that could be dictated into a dictaphone machine. They didn't have tapes in those days. They had dictaphone machines. So we wrote a terrible song called Dear Babe. And he thought it was terrible. We thought it was terrible, too. He said, give me something a little bit more unique. And then we wrote Hey There. And he liked that a lot and went into the show. Then when it was in the show, being a young, idiotic, and compulsive man, I suddenly thought, gee, this song, it's very lovely, but it maybe isn't commercial enough. And I wrote 6 songs trying to write around Hey There to get it out of the show. And Abbott kept saying, don't bother me, I like Hey There. Each time he would listen, and he, thank God, didn't succumb to my persuasiveness.
Hey there, you with the stars in your eyes. Love never made a fool of you. You used to be too wise. Hey there, you on that high-flying cloud. Though she won't throw a crumb to you, you think someday she'll come to you. Better forget her.
Hey There was actually the big hit from the show. Rosemary Clooney recorded it, and she had a top 10 hit with it.
From top 10. She had the biggest, maybe the biggest record she's ever had. It went 3 million. It was number one for over 7 months, on and off with Hernando's Hideaway. I mean, they would switch from 1 and 2. And at the time, I don't mean to sound braggadocious, but nobody had ever had number 1 and 2 in the hit parade before, not Rodgers or Hammerstein or anybody else. And since then, nobody has either.
You work collaboratively with Jerry Ross, and you both wrote words and music, right?
Right.
What were the mechanics of the relationship?
Well, there were no mechanics to the relationship. We wrote every which way imaginable. Sometimes I would come in with a lyric or a melody, and he would elaborate on it. Sometimes he would, like for instance with Steam Heat. I went to the bathroom one day, and when I got in there, I decided, as I said before, I was a compulsive young man. I decided I'm not leaving this room until I've written a song about something in the room. So there were certain things you can't write about in a bathroom. Then all of a sudden the radiator started clanging and hissing. And I got the idea for Steam Heat. I wrote out a full chorus of it, got out of the bathroom, called Jerry, sang it to him over the phone. we got together the next day and elaborated on it. That's one way that we wrote.
After the success of Pajama Game, you very quickly got involved in writing the words and music for Damn Yankees. How did Damn Yankees happen so quickly on the heels of Pajama Game?
Well, Pajama Game was a big hit, and Mr. Abbott wanted to get the same team together and write another show, and he, the boys, that is Hal Prince and Bobby Griffith, came up with a book called The Year the Yankees Lost the Pennant. Now, we knew that baseball was singularly unsuccessful in the theater, motion pictures, etc. There had never been a hit. It was a taboo. But we tackled it anyway. We all liked the property, and we wrote Damn Yankees, following on the heels of Pajama Game.
Was it easier to write a Broadway show the second time around?
No, much harder.
Why was it harder?
First of all, we had written with much greater abandon when we wrote Pajama Game because we didn't know what to be afraid of, like the critics. Though the critics were all marvelous to us in Pajama Game, we began to fear that they might not be in Damn Yankees, so we got a little bit apprehensive about that.
One of the best-known songs from Damn Yankees is You've Gotta Have Heart.
You've Gotta Have Heart is the best-known song I think probably I've ever written. And it became a tremendous hit in the show. It stopped the show from the first performance on.
Now listen to me, you guys. This game of baseball is only one half skill. The other half is something else. Something bigger. You gotta have heart. All you really need is heart. When the odds are saying you'll never win, that's when the grin should start. You gotta have hope.
Your songwriting partner, Jerry Ross, died after Damn Yankees at the age of 29. You were devastated by that.
I certainly was. I was devastated, and that was 35 years ago, and I'm still devastated by it. He was like my brother. He was my beloved friend, my younger brother, my collaborator. He was everything to me at the time.
Cole Porter gave you the advice of, just write by yourself now. Your partner's gone. Write by yourself. Why was it so difficult for you to write by yourself?
Well, if you're married and you lose your spouse, it's difficult to adjust to single life. If you're writing as a team successfully, very successfully, after a lot of hard work, and suddenly half of the team is Nevermore, it's difficult. It's hard to adjust. It's hard to explain. So I took Mr. Porter's advice, and it took many years of struggle before I was able to succeed once again. I really literally had to start all over.
What did the new success come with?
Well, it came with songs like Everybody Loves a Lover, which came about 2.5 years later. It came with the writing of probably the most successful jingles at the prices I got to be charging. I call them advertising musicals. It came later on with the writing of, with the commissioning of classical pieces like Wilderness Suite, the Statue of Liberty Centennial piece, The Lady Remembers, the Sesquicentennial of Chicago piece, and other things like that.
Let me ask you about the cigarette jingles, because I think everyone who was alive when you wrote them will know them. So do you want to recite, for instance, the Newport and the Kent?
I can sing it for you.
Oh, great. Okay.
I won't sing the Kent because I don't think I remember it. But Newport filter cigarettes, Newport filter cigarettes, a hint of mint makes the difference, etc. Now, at the time that I wrote that, that was in the very early 60s. I think it was 1960 or 61. I didn't know, as very few people knew 30 years ago, that tobacco was so dangerous to both your heart and your lungs, and that it was a contributory factor to those who had lung cancer, throat cancer, etc. I had no idea of that. I just wrote these things because it was good money and it was fun to do. And at the time, I smoked. And ironically, and maybe not so ironically, 2 years ago, I was cured from throat cancer, which my doctors say I got from having smoked 25 years before. That's how slowly the cancer cells can develop.
Are you still writing music?
Very much so. I have a new show about to be sprung on the public.
Oh, really? A Broadway show?
Well,
we'll see.
We hope so. It's at the stage now where it's ready to be produced.
I wish you the best of luck with it.
Well, thank you. I can use it. We all can use it.
Thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you very much for allowing me to.
Composer and lyricist Richard Adler. His memoir is called You Gotta Have Heart.
I know a dark, secluded place, a place where no one knows your face. A glass of wine, a fast embrace. It's called Hernando's Hideaway. Ole. All you see are silhouettes.
This is Fresh Air.